visit today with Auburn pitcher Cade Fisher, along with Sonny DeShera. I'm Brad Law, and we love these kind of special editions or special interviews here on the Barn Baseball Show. Cade, War Eagle, welcome. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Yes, sir. War Eagle, thanks for having me on.
Let's start with just your first start of the season, and then kind of the days after that, and you know, being out this weekend and taking precautions. Just kind of take us through that, you know, 8 to 10 day span, if you would.
Yeah, started feeling a little discomfort during the start. I thought I was pitching well through it. Was hoping to go give a little more, cut down a little less walks, but I guess we were just taking some precaution. Sent me out this week. I've been throwing all week, rehabbing, so looking forward to get back out there pretty soon, hopefully.
It's always tough with that first start. You know, it's February, so it's going to be cold. And, you know, even though you might feel the best, the outside, how do you say this? The outside factors really can just put a dent on you. And that's just how it is. I mean, it happens. It happens to somebody every year. And, you know, taking the right precautions, which, you know, this staff will always do, is big time.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Cade, let's kind of go back further now. And what was it about Auburn? What was it about this staff and their ability to develop and kind of get you to that next level? We know their history of guys in the major league draft. So kind of talk about those relationships and why Auburn was the place for you.
Yeah, I mean, the simplest thing I can say is it's just Auburn. I had a great visit with Teef and Coach Fox and BT. And they were just super welcoming, super nice. I just kind of hit it off with them, really. Had a great relationship from the start. We didn't even really talk about pitching until I kind of sat down on my visit, viewed the campus. Me and Teef had a meeting about pitching, what he can do for me, how he can help, how I can help. And it kind of just went from there. And I think I just kind of knew this is where I wanted to be.
I think that exemplifies right there. Like anybody who doesn't understand recruiting or how stuff goes, a lot of times if you go on visits and all the staff wants to talk about is, hey, look at this cool thing we got. Like, look at this cool thing we got. And, you know, because unfortunately I never got to have a visit when I was transferring, but I had a visit in my sophomore year to Auburn University, and the same feels right there. Like, obviously they take us to a football game and all, but it's not really talking much about, you know, how this place is so much better than everywhere else. It's more about personal and just how what they're going to do for you and how you can fit in. And I think that is what's so great about this place, because the staff is never going to make it about them. It's always going to be about, like, you know, how can you fit in here, and why we believe you fit in here, and how can we help you not become a better baseball player, but become a better person?
Yeah.
Cade, Butch is, you know, he's been in coaching for 30 years, and Coach Foxhall has been in coaching for a long time. Coach Tiefert's pretty new to the college game. Talk about how he, you know, relates to you and to the other pitchers, and just kind of what it's like to work with Coach Teef.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think he's very relatable. We joke around and cut up whenever we can. And then when it's time to get to work, we do that as well, obviously. So he's been very helpful with all my pitches and just kind of just learning how to throw, new arm slot, just all this stuff. And he's very, very smart, analytical. It's kind of like a three-headed snake, really. I mean, they all got different things for me and for the staff as a whole that we can kind of all learn from. So it's been a blessing for sure.
Yeah, having three very experienced pitching guys, is that has to be I know it can be a lot at times, but that's so cool. Because if you're not understanding one thing from one coach, you can just go, I'll kind of go to the next one. And it's good to have those resources. There's probably not another team in the country that has three pitching coaches. Well, Teef obviously hasn't coached, but he's got the major league experience. And then Fox and Coach Thompson, like, those two have as many years as anybody in this chat combined right now. So it's a cool scenario.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty hard to beat.
Yeah. How, Cade, would you say you're most different from maybe this time a year ago, having worked with these guys now at Auburn? As a part of this team, how are you different from a year ago?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is just my mental game. I've kind of taken that next step. I've kind of grown up a little bit, and you know, I had a pretty solid freshman year, and so I kind of, I guess, would I rode that high a little bit, maybe. And sophomore year it didn't go well for me, obviously. But I mean, I think that's a huge blessing for me, and especially in hindsight, you know, being able to be here now, and I just think I've grown up. I think I've matured in the game of baseball a lot. Yeah.
Would you say what Jason Selk has been doing? And for anybody who doesn't know, Jason Selk is he's the mental coach, and he started in 2022 when I was there. He's been coming back every season, so for at least all that I know. And the guys really seem to like him, and the coaching staff seems to like him. And would you say some of the things he's been doing has helped you?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely helped. Yeah. Kind of giving me that new perspective, a little different viewpoint on how to approach the game mentally. So,
what are some of those things, Cade? If you're comfortable sharing, I think people would be interested to know how, you know, a major college athlete goes about trying to grow mentally in this game.
Yeah, he takes us through like some mental workouts and stuff where you're kind of centering your breaths and you kind of like visualization a little bit, and it just kind of like you wouldn't really expect it to work unless you kind of try it and do it for yourself, and you just kind of get that centered breath, and you relax, and all you're thinking about is what you're about to go do, what you're about to accomplish, what you've done in preparation for what you're about to do. And it just kind of brings you to the present, really. Like, you're not thinking ahead. You're not thinking in the past. You're there, and you're just ready to go.
Yeah. I think that's the best message that Dr. Selk gives off is, you know, really think about where you are and the time that you're at. Don't think about two steps ahead, and don't think about two steps backwards. It's all like, take that breath, open those eyes, and you're just in the spot. Like, we did this breathing exercise. It's real easy. I think it's five in, hold, and then seven out, like seconds. And I still do that before the first pitch every day. When I'm lined up on the field, I still do that. And it just gets you set. Like, it just resets that mind and gets you going. So, I mean, Dr. Selk, he has a lot of things, and not everybody's going to take in everything he says. And so that's where you know, I think the fact that he does say a lot of things, and there's so many guys in that room, that everybody can take a little piece from that. And that's big time on your mental game, because you're right. You have a great freshman year and then have a rough sophomore year. I mean, what are you supposed to think? You know, that's a hard thing to have to deal with. And so for you to come out your junior year and feel as confident as you are, now obviously you got the minor injury going right now, but that's just precautionary. And so that the mental game is going to take you a long way for sure. Mm-hmm.
Cade, Coach Thompson has talked about this. You know, the guys who are going to pitch are the guys who are throwing the highest percentage of strikes. And it's really like more than we've ever heard Coach talk about a high strike percentage. That's been the focus. Would you talk a little bit about that and making that the aim? And I mean, it sounds silly, Cade, because like, of course, you're a pitcher, you want to throw strikes. But, you know, this element of letting it be nine against one and let it pitching to contact, let your defense make the plays, just get up there and throw strikes, and just how much of a focus that has been for this group.
Yeah, you're right. It seems pretty elementary, right? That's how you pitch. You got those strikes, but there's something about it where you just like, it's just a struggle and you just can't really do it. Not that you can't do it, but like, just things don't go your way sometimes, but it's just like, it's a dedication to this point of throwing strikes. Every pitcher's meeting, every meeting we have, it's strikes are mentioned. The 60% threshold is mentioned. And it's just the constant reminder of, like, this is what, like, if you want to pitch, if you want to get innings, like, you have to do this at the bare minimum. And then you start working on your stuff, start working on the swing and miss. BT says you get in the zone and that's when you start taking the sting out of the swing. And so I think that's just it's a very simple way of approaching pitching, but I think it works the best, really. And it's just kind of, if we can all throw, I mean, I think I saw this stat where, like, if you win the free base battle within the game, you're going to win the game 85% of the time or something like that. And like, free bases are walks, errors, hit by pitches, wild pitches, and stuff like that. So if you just limit, if you can just, we can just limit those as a team, I think we're going to put ourselves in a pretty good spot throughout the season.
Yep. Yeah, because think about the one game y'all have lost this year. You lost the free base battle. like 100%. I can't remember how many walks, but then, you know, the three errors that the run scored, and that you're exactly right. And I'll tell you this, going up as a hitter and I see this pitcher's got like a 75% strike rate, I'm like, well, I just got to be ready to pitch. I mean, ready to swing. So it's one thing to be in the zone with the heater, but it's another thing to be in the zone with two or three pitches. That just changes the whole game. And I think just over here in Teef and BT talk, I think that's like the pitchers have really taken that and run with it, which is awesome to see, because that's not – obviously last year, that's what we didn't see.
Do you guys get momentum from watching – like I'm watching some of these other guys, and now this is, you know, it's 5 or 6 days in a row where whether it's a starter or the bullpen – guys are filling up the strike zone. Is there anything to that carrying over from one game to the next? I mean, I know it can carry over from one pitcher to the next. You want to pass the baton, but you know, if you guys kind of get into a groove on the mound, does that carry over from one game to the next?
Yeah, for sure. I remember Jackson Sanders, his last outing, he threw 22 pitches and 21 strikes, I think. And it's just like, you kind of just feed off that really as a mm-hmm. staff, and you're always rooting for your guys. You know, we're not a selfish group. You know, whoever's on that mound, that's our best pitcher at that time. And we're just rooting for our guys. And then if you see someone go out there and have a 94-96% strike percentage, like that's really impressive, and you want to do that. And so it kind of – you're just kind of going out there and you want to feed off that. You want to build off that. So
that's cool you say that, because, I mean, whenever you see your teammate up there doing good, you're like – hey, I want to do better than that. Like, it's, you always have like that. Everybody always has that selfish, I want to do better than you. But it's also, you want to do better than them for the better of the team. And so, like, now I don't know if anybody's ever going to do 21 out of 22 strikes. Like, that's ridiculous. Whatever percentage that is, like, that's never, it's not going to happen. But everybody's going to look at that and be like, hey, I kind of want to do that too. And so I think you're exactly, it's just the same thing as hitting. Hitting's contagious, pitching's contagious. And if both of them link up, that's when really good teams are born.
Mm-hmm. Cade, what's your, I mean, like, you're talking to us now and you're, you know, mild mannered and low key, cool, calm, and collected. What are you like, you know, an hour before a start? What are you like 30 minutes before a start? And then right when you go out there and you're going through those warm ups before first pitch, give us an idea. Are you the same, just kind of mild mannered, cool, calm, and collected guy? Or is there, you know, something that flips that switch of intensity?
Yeah, I mean, I think I like to keep myself pretty calm and pretty normal throughout the whole day, and really throughout the whole my warm-up process, my warm-up pitches in the bullpen. And then I get on the game mound, and like my first three or four, really almost all of them, I'm still just kind of getting ready. And then once whoever throws it down to second base, I get that ball back, and that's when it's go time. That's when I kind of flip the switch. That's when I just kind of start competing. I really don't like to I mean, some guys can do it where they can lock in 2 hours before the game, but that's not me. I try to just be myself out there, and I feel like that's when I have the most success as well. So I try to stay, and I kind of try to stay calm throughout my outings as well. I don't really try to let the game get to me. Try to kind of slow my heart rate down on the mound, because I feel like I just need to be, I guess, present, more centered while I'm pitching. I feel like that's when I perform the best.
Those of us who are broadcasting the games, those who are watching the games, we talk about the crowds. We notice the crowds, whether it's at home or whether it's on the road. How much are you, I mean, do you hear the crowd, or can you actually like block it out, whether it's your own crowd or whether it's the opposition? Are you noticing the volume in the ballpark?
Yeah, you definitely notice it, at least from my perspective, but I don't really let it affect me, especially when we go to away games and they're chirping at you a little bit. You can definitely hear it, but it's something that you got to, like, one in one ear, out the other. You can't really let it dwell on you. They're just trying to get in your head. They don't know what they're talking about half the time. It's also a really good feeling, like, when you're at that home crowd, you can hear the fans cheering you on and kind of having your back, and that's a pretty good feeling to have too.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. All right. As we look at Arlington coming up, I don't want to give away. I mean, do you know yet? Are you still working toward coming back? this weekend, or do we think it may be another week or so?
I don't know. I'm not really sure on the answer. Okay. I'm working each day trying to pitch as soon as possible, really.
Sure. Okay.
Ultimately, I don't know if it's my decision. I think it's a group decision for sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm sure we're going to talk today and each day and get better each day. And we'll just see. We'll just take it from there.
Sure. Yeah. And I didn't mean to put you on the spot with that either, but
no problem.
Let's talk about the film element. I talked to Bub Terrell post game, I guess Friday. And he said the biggest change from high school to college was just the amount of prep work, the amount of film work, the amount of studying that you do. Give us the pitcher's perspective. And now a guy who's been in the college game, this is your third year in the college game. What is your preparation like for a new lineup each week? When does it start? Because, you know, like you're not going to throw the midweek. You're going to be a weekend guy. So you kind of know who you're going to be pitching against. So when does your process of prepping off the field begin for that next opponent?
Yeah, I like to start mine. I'd say I'm pitching on Friday, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, just kind of getting a glance, kind of knowing. I always know who we're playing, but, you know, if I pitch on Friday, I don't want to worry about them the next day. My job is to show up to the field and help my team in any way I can for that continue of that series and try to win a series. And so I don't like to, I guess, look too far ahead to the next opponent. So maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll start looking at lineups and at hitters. They send us out a scout report as well, the coach and staff does, and that really helps a lot. They're on their stuff pretty good. And so I'll start looking on Wednesday. I like to look at swings, kind of where guys are set up in the box. Like to look at what they chase the most at, what they kind of where their whiff zones are at, or if there's a certain pitch that a certain guy can't handle as well, especially to my pitch profile. So my study of, I guess, film and analytics has really, it's helped me a lot, I'd say. I'm still kind of new at it. I'm not the best at it. Scout reports my own and stuff, but I'm definitely improving, and I think that's going to help me improve on the mound.
Tell us about some of these young guys, Cade, some of these freshmen that are coming up, guys we're going to be talking about throughout this season in addition to you with this team.
It's pretty impressive. And then this past weekend, we had three freshmen in the lineup, and they've all done pretty well. Chase has caught pretty well. Bub's hit well. Chris is hitting it well. I mean, then those are just the hitters. And then you got our Sunday guy's a freshman. It's pretty impressive to do in the SEC. Jackson Sanders. I mean, and we got freshmen that are still lined up who haven't really got to come out yet. And so it's exciting. It's very – I think just kind of like – I mean, this is my third year in college, and I think some of the best teams in the country have freshmen that produce. I think that's something that you got to have. It's like when a freshman gets out there and they hit like a three-run bomb, like that's just energetic, and that fires me up. So I think it's pretty cool so far.
Have you had any conversations with those young guys about having success as a freshman? Because you've got experience there, and either what it takes to do it or what it takes to manage, whether it's a change in expectations or a change in role, maybe you start to have a larger role than you expected to have, or so on and so forth. Have those conversations happened, or do you think they could happen as the season goes on?
Yeah, they definitely could. I think they should. Maybe if it's for me, if it's for someone else, you know, it's just kind of like, I don't want to say it's hard to handle as a freshman, because I think we got a pretty mature group of guys. And so I think that they can handle it well. But, you know, maybe it's just a constant reminder or a constant, just a little reminder where, hey, like, you're doing pretty well, but we're about to start playing the SEC. Like, we got to get going. This is where we need you the most. You know, you got to keep showing up, keep stacking days. I like to talk to Bub a lot, actually, before he goes out and hits. I just tell him, hey, keep grinding, Bub. Keep showing up. And then he'll hit a homer, hit a double. And I go to him, hey, you showed up, you grinded, and just laugh a little bit about that. So.
Yeah, it's worked. You keep talking to him. Keep talking to him for sure.
He's swinging it well.
That's it. All right. Cade, we can't wait to watch you when you get back out there. Really appreciate your time. Thank you very much for doing this, man. I think the fans are looking forward to it, and fans are looking forward to watching you throughout the year. War Eagle.
Yes, sir. War Eagle. Thank you, guys.